Good evening, everybody. And as you're finding your seat, I'm going to ask that you stand just for a moment. I selected this verse, Luke 9:23, to be our Lent theme. We've never taken a verse and just exegeted it for the whole series that has been called Lent. And we're going to wrap it up tonight with the end phrase of follow me. But I thought, why don't we stand and unite our reading together of Luke 9:23. Then he said to them all, if any want to become my followers, let them deny themselves and take up their cross daily and follow me. Now you may be seated. And, you know, coming into Easter, what a great text and great reminder. And the focus this evening is on follow me. And our guest speaker tonight is not one of our own staff, but one of our own members, Rodney Melton. Rodney and Janice came to Westwood 20 years ago from the glory of the Deep South to the magnificent state of Minnesota and stayed. And grateful. Many of you know Rodney and Janice. They have served in many capacities around Westwood, even in the community. Rodney's been coaching football for 13 years, just tremendous. And he has served in his career working at Westinghouse and then Eaton for 40 years. He has had a career in that electrical world. And about 2 months ago, he came out of the men's room. So you want to be careful running into the pastor when you come out of the men's room. And I said, Ronnie, how you doing? And he said, I'm doing just great. I just retired. You know, and in my world, you never retire, you refire. And I said, well, what are you doing after you've retired now? He goes, I'm coaching and teaching. I said, how about if you came and taught on Lent? He looked at me like, are you kidding me? I go, no. I said, God gives gifts to the body. I know you can teach. Why don't you come and teach the body for our last Lenten service? And so Rodney's going to teach on follow me and how that phrase has been part of his journey with Janice as well. And somebody came up and greeted him and said, we've got placards with a 1, a 10, a 9. I go, let's not use any of that and just give a beautiful, warm welcome to Rodney. Come on up, Rodney. Teach us tonight.
Guys, me, thanks a lot. I appreciate that. I don't know what to say after that. I guess being a football coach, I'll just say, put me in, coach. In Luke 9:23, Jesus fully explains what we must do if we want to follow him. His offer gives us purpose. We conclude our Lenten season looking at Jesus' great invitation to follow him, which makes it all worthwhile. What is an offer? What does it mean to follow him? Tonight I want to share with you four reflections of how following Christ has impacted my journey. As Joel said, I recently retired, and I recall transitioning out of the workplace that last week, emotions flowing, and thinking of and reflecting on Shakespeare's Tempest, I've received a second life. Early in my career, like many of you, moving often as our career progressed, my wife Janice and our son Stephen arrived in Minnesota in 1994. I remember the move very vividly. We did indeed relocate in late December from the sunny, warm South to a snowy, cold Minnesota. I found myself once again convincing Jan that this would be a 3 or 4 year pass-through. 4 years later, we were offered an opportunity to relocate again, a career advancement opportunity in hand. It was time to punch another ticket. After careful consideration, we respectfully declined this offer. It was the same year that I shared my faith journey with the Westwood family. I was experiencing Christ, stripping away my worldly pride, reprioritizing my journey. I was leaning into him for answers. He was revealing to me my competing priorities, career in search of my corporate ceiling or a deeper faith journey, enjoying family more, and having spiritual mentors come alongside. He was revealing to me the true meaning of relationships. We found a place we wanted to call home, a neighborhood, a church, a community. I'll share with you Matthew 11, verses 29 and 30. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Here, Christ gives his loving appeal to all who are weary and burdened in life. He's saying, Rodney, step aside, come to me. How many of us here tonight are weary of our search for happiness, are burdened by the guilt of sin? Jesus is offering all of us his yoke. His message, his offer, gives us a solution. We must recognize he is the solution. His offer is steadfast. He stands before us with open arms, patiently waiting for us to accept his invitation. My second reflection is centered in fellowship and leaning into others as we together lean into Christ. Over the last 20 years, Janice and I have participated in two small groups. Our current home gathering group operates under the mantra of wannabes, meaning we want to be more like Jesus. We've known one another for many years, and we truly celebrate our relationships and look forward to a fellowship time together. We take a deep dive into the previous Sunday's message, sharing and learning in Christ's love. I like to say we do life together, praying for one another, interceding for others, and simply loving each other. We've learned how following Jesus means being yoked with him, walking with him. As two oxen learn to walk in step and work together, so must we with him. Quite often I reflect on our first home gathering group. We met for many years. We were celebrating our age diversity and our journey diversity. This was actually an earlier time in my renewed journey. One of my eye-opening moments, or major takeaways, was understanding the true meaning of busyness. Busy. Being under Satan's yoke. I mention this because the world measures us by our productivity, our busyness in the workplace, our net worth, our worldly titles, worldly goals. There are distractions popping up all over the place. We must recognize these distractions for what they are. At the end of each day, I ask myself, how did I bless Christ today? My interaction with others, my decisions, my actions. Some days this is a very difficult conversation. There is indeed a reason why Jesus tells us we must deny ourselves and take up the cross daily. Jesus calls us to learn from him, finding intimacy in his way. Taking his yoke means surrendering to him, a new way of life and work, finding rest for our souls. Let me share with you Colossians 1, verse 29. To this end I labor, struggling with all his energy, which so powerfully works in me. Colossians is authored by Paul and written to the church of Colossae and believers everywhere. I love Paul. His faithfulness, his feistiness, his perseverance, but most important, his transformation at the hands of Christ. Now, recently, as you know, Pastor Joel, in fact, this past Sunday, shared with us in Acts 8 how Saul persecuted Christians. Jesus transformed Saul, his grace, his mercy. This is the Paul that I love. I truly believe that as long as we have breath, no matter where we are in our journey, we can have Christ. This is indeed the great invitation. Paul teaches us we no longer work for God in our own limited strength, but instead with all the energy that he powerfully inspires within us. All things are possible through Christ who strengthens us. 2 years ago, my mother-in-law passed. Janice and I were blessed with beautiful parents, both marriages lasting well over 40 and 50 years, respectively. They availed to us God's great invitation early in our lives. My father, my high school principal, stood as my best man when Janice and I were married 36 years ago. Janice's father celebrates his 95th birthday in June. As her mom struggled with pancreatic cancer, the joy in her life can only be described or explained by her love for Christ. Blessed and thankful flowed from her lips at every phone call and at every visit. Witnessing her courage in Christ as she journeyed to him will be embedded in my life forever. Her homegoing service can only be described by saying the Holy Spirit was touching souls that day. The church choir in a small East Texas town began to sing. We were all on our feet. Now, arriving that day, I had no intentions of sharing, but rather comforting my family. But I was overtaken by the Holy Spirit. I made eye contact with the officiating pastor, Pastor Mark Curl, Janice's nephew, calmly acknowledged and understood my gestures and invited me to speak. The love of Christ flowed from my lips as I fully surrendered and found strength in him. I spoke of her love of Christ and family and her spiritual influence in my journey. I was truly, completely disengaged from self, not worrying about what others thought of me or what I would say or how I looked. The strength of Christ guided me out of my comfort zone and into his comfort zone. The Holy Spirit blessed and used me. I'll share with you Galatians 2, verse 20. I've been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. A few weeks ago, I visited the FCA huddle at Chaska. FCA is Fellowship of Christian Athletes. The guest speaker that night was Matt Velasco, a Bethel University junior. I've recently learned that Matt has joined the Westwood staff and team as a student intern. Matt was also a student leader with FCA while attending Chanhassen High School. I've known Matt and his family for many years, and I followed his journey. The focus of his message that night, John 21, verses 15 through 17, Matt shared how after his resurrection, twice Jesus asked of Simon Peter, "Do you truly love me?" Greek translation for agape love, a self-sacrificial love. The third time, Jesus asked Simon Peter if he simply loved him. Greek translation for phileo love, or simply affection, a brotherly love. Now, we've certainly experienced Pastor Joel's messages over the years as he's taken a deep dive into the profound differences between agape love and phileo love. I genuinely experienced the joy of Christ in Matt's heart. His voice, his eyes, his mannerisms all pointed to his life of faith in the Son of God. He continued to share with the student athletes how Christ dwells in his heart. I found myself reflecting on my response as Jesus stands before me. Do you truly love me? Following Jesus is knowing that it is now Christ who lives and works in me. Some of us have heavy burdens to carry and no one to help us. We have yet to receive Christ in our hearts. We do the best we can with the burdens we have. But there is indeed a better way. Come to Christ. He will give you rest. Only Christ can take away the burden of sin or worry or meeting the expectations of others. We don't have to bear these burdens alone. Jesus makes us a definite invitation with clear conditions attached. What is your choice? Will you follow him? Let's close in prayer. Father God, we are so blessed and thankful. The privilege of prayer is the greatest gift we'll ever exercise. We're so thankful because you stand before us with open arms, knowing there is no greater love. In humility, we ask that you deliver us to the kingdom as we follow you. We seek your will and strength as we deny ourselves and take up the cross daily. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.